Well, that was weird. It played on the thing, but for some reason the intro didn't play on my end. That's fine, that's fine. It's fine, it's gonna be one of those days because Mercury is in haterade, and yeah. So hi, happy April. Welcome to Let's Have a Fifi. This is season 12, episode 9 of your Wednesday night conversation. I am not Felicia Fifi Minor. I am unsure where Felicia currently is, but that's okay. This evening, you will find me in the role of your eccentric great aunt Mildred, because yeah. We're gonna talk about it. I currently am dealing with a really mean case of pink eye. So I can't really put anything on my face. Hence the glasses, the hat. It's fine. This is what we're working with. It is okay. We got this. If you want to get exclusive content, make sure that you are following us on our Patreon. We will have put nifty things on there, like our after show chat with Brendan McGill last week. There's sneak peeks of photo shoots, all sorts of fun stuff back there. We'd like to thank our current patrons, Brandon, Chris, and Michelle, D, Drake, Jensen, Casey Starr, Karen, Corey, Kim, Joan, Leanne, Nicole, and Shannon. Special thanks, of course, to Wigs of a Kind for supporting us this season. I'm once again not wearing a Wigs of a Kind wig. Because reasons, it's fine. And also a big thank you to Guido Martin and Laura Renfro for their support this season. If you would like to tip us, sponsor us, whatever, you can do so at paypal.me/letshaveafifi. And if she's feeling like it, you can text LHAF to 602-730-7379. Oh, there she is.
Hi.
And Felicia will what is Felicia doing? I don't know. Felicia will text you whatever it is she feels like texting you at the time.
This is now 2 weeks in a row that I have texted people to let them know that the show has started. So
That's
you're welcome.
excellent. That's excellent. It was weird. I played the video and it didn't play on here, but it played on the stream.
Oh.
I was very confused. I was very confused, but it's fine. Also, if you're on Facebook, you can also click the little stars button and you can send us stars. We earn like 3 cents per thing or something. I don't know.
Something like that.
No, I don't know. It's fine. But yeah, it has been an interesting week.
Oh.
For sure. So, as I mentioned last week, my partner was dealing with a really awful case of pink eye that totally fucked up our entire like weekend plans. And she was so generous that she decided to give it to me.
Oh my gosh, she is so
Luckily,
giving.
I know. Luckily, it didn't hit until Sunday. So we were still able to at least go to the Ren Faire on Saturday, which if we hadn't, I was gonna be mad as fuck. Let me tell you, I was gonna be pissed. I was gonna be like, "Are you fucking kidding me right now?" But I am. Yeah, it's here, just so y'all can see what I'm dealing with. Like, I look high. It's awful. My eyes are both still red, still bloodshot. It's
But
awful.
you don't have the awful gritty sense in your eye.
Oh, I do still. I do still.
Oh,
And my eyes are still glued
goodness.
shut in the morning. That's always super fun for me. Yeah,
Wow.
that was definitely not so awesome. And I've also got some sort of like, and this happened with her too, some sort of like cough thing happening, like my nose is
Yeah.
stuffy, my throat hurts. Yeah. I'm not thrilled with any of this really, but it's fine. It's fine.
And you've gone your whole life without catching this.
Never, never have I ever had pink eye. Like, this is
Wow.
not a thing. And I don't ever want to get it again. Because this really sucked balls. But luckily, my doctor had some amoxicillin drops.
Oh, wow.
As a sample, which was really nice, because apparently the drops as a prescription are kind of pricey. But she actually had a sample. So I've been using those for a couple of days. So hopefully, I'm hoping that that shit kicks in and, like, no, she doesn't need to work from home. She enjoys her job. Who am I to tell somebody to stop what they love?
Oh, my God. And work right next to you. That would be...
Yeah.
So lovely, and that, I bet you would enjoy each other even more, Dee.
Yeah, no, that happened for 6 weeks when she had her hysterectomy, and I was like, don't you have somebody you can go get coffee with?
Oh my God.
We tried a new sushi place on, I don't know if it was Thursday or Friday, with the kids.
Oh, before you got pink eye.
Yes. But it's a revolving sushi, and it's a newer place, I think. It just opened on like 20th Street and Camelback. And
like the place you took me that one time.
Yes, but this is a different place and a different, like, it's very much like a Tokyo experience. I don't know. Oh. Have you seen like the TikTok videos and shit where they have like everything being automated and whatever? Like, yeah, this is the same thing. So it's a revolving sushi. So it's got the thing, but you can also order from like a little screen up at the top. And if you order something from up here, it sends it along a conveyor belt and goes and then stops. And then there's a little robot that like goes around and brings you your drinks.
Oh.
Yeah. And the sushi is really good. And the sushi itself is like $3 a plate. So it's cheap. So it was good. And if you eat more than like 15 or more plates, every 15 plates, it sends down this little ball and you get like a prize.
Like a form of achievement because you've eaten a lot of things?
Yes.
Wow. You don't recommend working from home next to your person. Okay. What? That's rude. What is this? Gang up on spouse night? What is this? I think you're the only person I go to sushi with.
Well, if you were up on this side of town more, then we could totally go. But
listen. Let's do what we have, okay? Oh, that's crazy. So I'm sorry that you got pink eye. It's the gift that keeps on giving, and until it goes away, it doesn't stop giving. So I don't know. It's
like my whole face hurts. Like my eyes are like everything around my eyes is like raw and like sore, and I have
caught it twice.
Ugh.
And that was after we had little people the second time.
See?
I survived the first round of children with pink eye, but then got it the second round. And hopefully don't ever get it again. Wash your hands frequently. That's all I can say.
This is not my favorite. I don't like this at all.
Wow.
How was your weekend?
Oh, this is old.
I figured.
Oh, because that is done. So let me tell you a little something.
Oh.
So this is how you know that you are starting to need sleep. And sleep is important. Last week I worked 2 12-hour days. But on the second 12-hour day, which was after our show, it was like in the beginning of the final hour, almost, let's call it that. Sounds very tragic. If y'all don't know, I photograph and like record events throughout the year, but I had done something I have never done in nearly 20 years.
Uh-oh.
I dropped a lens. That is the sound that I made when I dropped it.
Oh no.
Yeah. So it'll be repaired or replaced, but for the record, I felt like I dropped a baby.
The lens is probably more expensive.
This particular one, yes, is.
Oh, fuck.
It was not my own personal lens, which I'm thankful for, but the fact that I dropped it was like...
I mean, you know, the first one in like 20 years, I'd say that's a pretty good track record, not considering.
Yeah, but I could tell I definitely needed sleep.
Oof.
And this weekend, we kind of got to sleep in. So if you're a parent, you totally know what I'm talking about. If your kids let you sleep in and don't wake you up until like 8 or 9 o'clock, that's like a blessing. If they don't wake you up until like 10, even better. But we didn't get to 10. So there was some sleeping in. What else? Oh, well, Easter was a thing. The Easter Bunny.
You mean Trans Day of Visibility?
Yes, that too. But I'm talking more for the kids. We did something that I didn't think that we could pull off. We did not give candy, which was, I thought we were going to have to kick and scream that. I'm going to get there. But I thought we were going to have kicking and screaming. No, they were more excited about that the eggs had faces and were different animals. I was like, oh.
We okay. Don't do Easter because Easter is stupid.
They all have imaginary fictional characters. I just go with the fictional characters. So I thought that was fun. Also, I did enjoy what I did see of Trans Day of Visibility. In fact, your son was in D.C., wasn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was. He was doing all sorts of shit. And I get, like, messages from people going, oh, my God, he's so great. And I'm like, I know.
If there are any conservatives watching this, before or during the live or on the replay, please know that you're in the wrong house if you think that there was a controversy of Trans Day of Visibility and Easter being on the same day.
That's on y'all's fault. Like, you can't keep Easter on the same day. It keeps shifting and shit. Ours is always on the same fucking day. That never changes. Easter's always like, I don't know, maybe we'll do it on this day. This year, let's do it in March. Next year, you know what? Let's just fucking wait until June, and we'll just do it then. So, that's on y'all.
If anything, Jesus came back as a zombie. He transitioned, and that's all.
Actually, he was more of a lich than a zombie. Zombies are kind of brainless and don't really... Liches are, like, high-functioning, like, zombies. So, he's more of a lich than a zombie.
Okay, so he transitioned into a lich, and I don't hear anybody talking about it, so maybe we should talk more about that, and
why we don't want to admit that they all, like, worship in a death cult. Literally, there's, like, carvings of dead people on crosses and shit. They drink blood and eat bodies? If that's not a death cult, what is? Like, come on now. Just saying.
The Dom.
So anyway, speaking about death cults. This is a terrible segue. So my tip for this evening, we're going to talk about washing your face.
I did. Can't you tell?
Yeah. It's not Halloween.
It doesn't have to be. Every day is Halloween for me.
It's because you're an alt queen.
Shit. I don't put labels on it. I don't put labels on it.
So it sounds silly, but it's one of these things where, like, I don't think people talk about this enough. And I don't think enough importance is given to, like, actually washing your face, even with just soap and water, for God's sakes. Like, skincare is important in general. And, you know, I mean, but not everybody is able to afford, like, the $100 a bottle, like, astringent and shit. Like, some of those creams and stuff, some of those skincare products are insanely expensive. And, like, the average person cannot afford that shit. And... Mm-hmm. You know, I think that people sometimes look at that and go, well, there's no way that I could have, you know, good skincare or whatever. But I promise you can. Just knowing what you need.
I turned my skincare around drastically a couple years ago. And it doesn't cost me that much separately, but maybe collectively.
It all starts adding up. And plus it's only been like in recent years that like there's been a focus on like men and skincare, which is unfortunate. Like it should have been something that's been talked about forever. Like boys and men should be encouraged to wash your face, take care of your skin. And it's only been like relatively recently that's been okay for guys to do. Otherwise it makes you, you know,
because it was seen as like a feminine thing or a woman's right. thing.
God forbid somebody take care of themselves. Cause you know, then you end up, you know, being effeminate. Stupid. Like when, you know, the boys becoming teenagers and things like that, we try to make sure that everybody knows that washing your face needs to happen, especially as teenagers, because hormones and things.
And can I say something? Before you wash your face, can you please wash your hands?
No, Lord.
I don't know if that's assumed or whatever.
I mean, but... washing your face in the shower is always good. That way everything is getting washed at one time. Like,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
A good, like, decent, basic face wash can be found for relatively inexpensively. Almost any store has everything from, like, brand names and, you know, high-end shit down to, like, not, like, their store brand or whatever, which is going to be less expensive, but still good if you know what to look for. Mm. And things like, if you need something that's a little more, like, exfoliating or whatever, dollar stores and stuff, I'll carry, like, the little silicone pads and, like, things, the brushes and stuff that you can use to kind of get in there a little bit more. So, what does washing your face do? Because a lot of people are like, well, if I wash my face, would it, like, so what? Like, you know, it's like, well, there are things that actually, like, it does stuff. And, I mean, obviously, yes. Uh-huh, you with the face? Yes.
But we have to think first that the skin is one of the largest organs that we have.
Like, it is the largest organ.
It is like the more love you give to it, the more it pays you back. Especially if we're chasing lines and things in our face.
It's a thing, you know. Not everybody is going to be able to, you know, afford all this shit that's going to make you look 20 years younger. And frankly, you don't need to look 20 years younger. Like this.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. But I appreciate that.
Like, just basic washing, like washing of your face. It helps remove dirt, excess oil, dead skin cells, other set skin cells, and other like unwanted debris. Which, like, you're like, what the fuck? But if you're like, if you work outside a lot, if you do a lot of different things, you're going to have stuff that collects on your face. Could mm-hmm. be dirts, could be, you know, particles from food. It could be particles from like mechanic stuff and metals and things like all this stuff is going to like blow around. It's going to collect on your face.
In recent years, they have also included that pollution can collect on your face, as well as like pollen. If you have allergies, it's like advised that you like wash your face once you've been outside. Like,
yeah, because that stuff, especially if you have like facial hair, things like that, like it will stick on your face. It collects on your face. Acne happens when your pores get clogged with dead skin cells and excess sebum, which is the like oily stuff that gets secreted mm-hmm. underneath your skin. And washing your face helps keep those pores clear. And it's like you'd think this was basic, you know, common sense, but a lot of people it's really not. And a lot of people don't understand what happens with your skin and why it's important to keep it clean. And washing your face and moisturizing helps maintain the proper level of hydration and proper pH level. And again, you don't have to spend hundreds of dollars on, you know, high-end moisturizers and high-end all this stuff. You can go and get just a basic skin moisturizer, you know, facial moisturizer for not a lot. And that is even going to help your skin to look and feel better. And if you use other products, if you use things like an anti-wrinkle cream or like different types of moisturizers, etc., washing your face will help those products actually work better. And again, well, why wouldn't I wash my face before I put that on? Well, again, not always common sense. People are like, oh, I'm just going to throw this stuff on. And it's like, okay, but is your face clean? Like, is it a clean place to be able to put things? Or are you just slapping layering shit on?
If you put the moisturizer on top of it, then you're just like, embedding the dirt in your face.
Well, great. You're just going to throw it on top and then wonder why the things aren't working. That's why. Like, you want to cleanse the palate before you put more things on it. And again, you would think this was like common sense, but again, common sense is not always super common. So common.
Oh, wow.
And washing your face is especially important if you wear makeup, and is especially important if you happen to be a drag artist or a cosplayer or someone that wears a lot of makeup, prosthetics, adhesives, things like that. It's so important. I see people talk about like, oh yeah, this is how I do my face so I can sleep in it. I'm sorry, what? Sleeping in your makeup, any makeup, whether it is day makeup or whether it is drag makeup, sleeping in your makeup is a really, 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 really bad idea. And it ages
the skin.
It's like your body when you're sleeping is like, that's when your body like takes all the time to be like healing and stuff. That's when your body takes the time to repair itself and does all the things that it needs to do to sort of make things better. And if you are literally sleeping with makeup on, it doesn't matter what kind of makeup, you are blocking all of your pores, you are irritating the skin, even if you're like, if you don't necessarily have skin like an irritation or a sensitivity, sleeping in your makeup even just once could really like irritate your skin for quite some time.
That was me a couple weeks ago.
Don't do it. Don't do it. No, actually sleeping. Like, I have literally seen people do tutorials on how they set their face so that they can sleep in it.
You can look up TikTok tutorials that say, like sleep makeup. I think I looked that up.
That is a really, really fucking terrible idea. Don't do that shit.
I will also say that it dehydrates your skin. So there's so many chemicals in our makeup. I know that it's not, like, safe, but the sooner you can like take it off and cleanse the skin and let it repair while you're sleeping, because our bodies do that, is the better thing to do. Because when you're doing that, you don't give the skin an opportunity to like bring new skin cells to the top or shed, because we shed, as disgusting as that sounds. And then for us as artists, sometimes our pores are like, tonight I will have to do like a deep scrub of like my face, because I will be like pink and my pores will like give it back to me and be like, this is not what we want in here.
Like when I'm in full face, like if I'm heavy duty makeup, like if I'm in a lighter face, like just a usual just sort of drag face, it's a little bit different.
You mean, but
when
I'm in like face?
When I'm like full color, full like everything, I'm sure that what I do would probably make people go, oh my god. But to get that first layer of stuff off, I actually use Dawn.
Oh yes. And I think it's common for us that use heavy theater makeup,
because it's like it's it's, I don't use it as like part of my normal skincare routine.
No.
It's to get that first layer of shit off. And I figure if it's, you know, safe enough for like baby ducks, then, you know, I can use it once in a while on my face. And so I'll use like the Dawn first. I'll get all of that crap off. And then I'll go into my usual routine with, you know, the scrubbing and the exfoliating and all that stuff. I have different facial washes, depending on my needs. I have like a more exfoliating one. I've got a gentle one, and I've got like a hardcore like scrubbing one that I swear to God is like metal shavings that just like just it's hardcore. I don't use that one like all the time because that's gonna like take too much stuff off. But sometimes if I'm like, again, with heavy makeup, every once in a while it's good to kind of get that like extra exfoliating stuff in there so I can get into the pores and get into the crevices and all that shit. I use like a toner. I've got moisturizers, but I also pay attention to what my face is doing. If there's any redness or irritation, which can happen with makeup or adhesives or whatever, like right now, like everything around my eyes is red and raw and miserable. So I haven't put any actual moisturizer or anything like on it. When I'm washing my face,
good that you don't.
I'm using my most gentle face wash just to make sure the things are staying clean, but I'm also not using anything else after that because
I would advise against it from experience. You will scream.
Yep. That shit is raw.
I would say my skincare routine probably takes way too long. Because I am a gentle scrubber. So when I get up in the mornings, it's like I always put water on my face because I do like the night moisturizers. And sometimes, you know, sometimes you feel it just kind of sitting on there. Mm-hmm. And you just put the water on and your skin goes, oh, just a little more. And then you do the whole like wash. I use Neutrogena. I have sensitive skin. So a lot of my face washes do not have scents in them. Because if you don't know, the fragrance can sometimes irritate your skin because of the
I'm actually gonna get to that.
I have a couple of exfoliators. I have one that I probably won't talk about because it is really expensive and I only use it like once a week and maybe a dime size and
so
it does the job.
Choosing, you know, the right cleanser and that type of stuff, that's important. So you need to kind of understand what your skin type is. So if you have excessively dry skin, avoid cleansers with a high alcohol content, and cream-based cleansers are actually best if you have drier skin. If you have oily skin, find a cleanser with like a lower pH level, and foam or gel cleansers are actually best for people with oily skin. If you have sensitive skin, find cleansers that are free of fragrances, heavy additives, you know, a bunch of shit in it, because it's more likely to irritate you. You're going to end up with, like, you're going to put stuff on, they're going to be like, oh my God, my face all red and splotchy. If you have allergies or if there are concerns, look for natural cleansers without any synthetic ingredients. And cleansers that are marked as gentle are usually pretty good at removing dirt without the over drying or irritating in the skin. So if you're not sure and you just kind of want something to be able to just kind of clean things and maybe you have combination skin, sometimes it's sensitive, whatever, just get something that's marked gentle and that should do the job pretty well. You don't have to go overboard with it, you know? And honestly, in a pinch, if you are somewhere and you need to wash your face, but you don't have anything, soap and water is better than using nothing at all.
Sure.
Like, just, it's, anything is better than nothing, really.
I have learned so much about skincare in, like, the last 10 years. But I would also advise that if you have a problem with chemicals or anything, if you're gonna use a face wash, you can try like vegan face wash. I know that it sounds so ridiculous. Some people go, well, why would I want vegan? And I'm like, you're not eating it. Get it. I get it. Laugh, laugh, laugh. But sometimes it's like the organic approach. And also, right. When you're looking at, because Freddie said avoid high alcohol content, look at the first ingredient. If the first ingredient is like alcohol, it says alcohol first. Just avoid that altogether. Mm-hmm. I would definitely recommend anything that starts with water first, because those are the types that, you know, just start gently and then do the work. Because I have been.
And I would also recommend looking for things that are things like paraben free. You don't want to use parabens. Mm-hmm. Yeah, stuff like that. Look for things that say like paraben free, because you want to stay away from all that shit. That's not good stuff that you want to put anywhere on you. And also, if you are someone who is melanin deficient, make sure that you use some sort of sunscreen, whether it's especially if you go outside a lot.
I recommend it for even melanated people.
True. But use it on your face. If you have moisturizers now, will come with an SPF. especially if you spend a lot of time outside. Some of us don't leave the house, but if you do leave the house, make sure that you use something with an SPF on your face as a daily moisturizer. That'll help things as well, and it'll help reduce the amount of sun damage.
Also, sometimes you can go to you can go to Walmart or Walgreens and get those little face masks. Those are so... Mm-hmm. sometimes you can pay a little extra, like if you go for the Neutrogena ones, but stick with like the $1, $2 ones.
And you can get a giant pack on Amazon too.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like if you're in the store, just grab one of those, and once a week, put one on. Helps a lot.
Yeah. All right. We do have some current events to talk about.
Reasons to eat rich.
No, eat the rich.
Oh.
So.
Oh. Sorry, I'm hungry.
So, yeah.
Oh, this feels like me. Oh, my God. Not really, but reasons to eat the rich. Currently, more than 60% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. Mm-hmm. We have one of the highest rates of childhood poverty among major countries on Earth. Not Mars? We'll be there one day. More than 600,000 people are homeless. On average, Americans work... Jesus Christ, work
470.
It feels like 700, but it's 470 more hours than people in Germany, 300 more hours than people in France, 279 hours more than people in the UK, 204 more hours than people in Japan, and 125 more hours than people in Canada. In 1965, the CEO of a large corporation in America made about 20 times more than the average worker. Today, they make about 350 times more than the average worker. I will say, I think Scott sent me a thing that said in Phoenix, the average household income to survive was about 100 and something.
About 120,000 is what you need to make as a single income to be able to live decently. And they say that you need that much to buy a house. And frankly, that's bullshit, because you need that plus like a near perfect credit score plus like the down payment plus all that shit. So that is horse shit.
Yeah.
But also, if anybody would like to buy the house that's across the street from us, we really like it to have like super cool neighbors. So please consider doing that. Thank you.
I wish I was in the market for that, but I'm not. Let's see.
So this is for folks that grew up watching Beverly Hills 90210 or Charmed or whatever the hell she's been in. 52-year-old, mind you. She's only 52. 52-year-old Shannon Doherty has announced that she has stage 4 breast cancer that has metastasized to her brain and her bones.
Yikes.
I never liked Brenda. Brenda was a stupid bitch. I didn't like her.
Yikes. Character. It's so interesting. Because there's so... I feel like cancer is just like... so normalized now. I don't know what to call it. Whereas I felt like when we were... like even maybe 10, 15 years ago, it wasn't as normal. I don't know. I feel like
we've just become desensitized to it. And at this point, because of big pharma, like there's never going to be a fucking cure. So it's just one of those things where like, oh, look, somebody has cancer. It's like school shootings. It's like, oh, look, there's another school shooting.
Yeah. Like they're not doing anything about it. I just feel... and it keeps increasing. I saw a report that we're increasing in the amount of cancer.
Of course we are, because our food is all shit. We eat nothing but chemicals. Like we're like everything is like cancer inducing. Like everything causes cancer. Like and mainly because like you know people are eating so much processed shit because stuff that's not processed costs too fucking much.
It's true.
And we're all fucking broke.
Went to the grocery store and barely got any items and felt like I walked away broke. So
yeah, two bags of groceries, you end up with like a head of lettuce.
$300? What?
Right, it's like a head of lettuce and like a Coke and all of a sudden it's like $80. You're like, what the fuck?
Speaking of no money, I guess... how this keeps going, I have no idea. Please bear with me as I read this. As we pray to zombie Jesus. Trump posted his $175 million bond. That's it.
Yep. He got another insurance company to underwrite it.
Who was that? Are we
insured? I don't remember, but the insurance company is owned by another billionaire, so.
Oh, so he did have a favor.
Essentially.
Got it.
Right.
Remember when people were like, one percenters? Remember that fight, guys? This is kind of like what we were talking about.
I don't know why people still think that Trump is going to be the person that's going to like make them rich. Like, he can't even fucking afford $175 million bond when he was talking about how much money he fucking has. Like, people still buy into his bullshit, but okay, whatever.
They even started a GoFundMe. People in Kentucky, I think.
Blows my fucking mind. Speaking of bullshit, the University of Texas at Austin is eliminating an unknown number of diversity, equity, and inclusion staff members, as well as closing its department focused on access and belonging on campus, in order to comply with the new anti-DEI state law. In case you missed it, Texas passed SB 17, which bans public colleges and universities from maintaining DEI offices, holding mandatory DEI trainings, and having departments focused on promoting differential treatment based on race, sex, or ethnicity. Basically...
there's a whitewash movement.
Yeah. Which I think is funny, because didn't Candace Owen, like... Candace Owens, like, get on all up on that, and then she got fired.
That is a different woman. I have watched some of the videos lately.
This bullshit, because you want, like, all white workplaces, and they listen to you, so they fired your ass.
Yeah. She's so different. Yeah. She's different herself.
So this is just another like example of shit that states are doing. Meanwhile, crickets from the fucking White House. Because apparently
they celebrated this is Trans Visibility Day.
Good for them.
That's it.
Yeah.
I can tell you
that they're still trying to take away rights and healthcare.
So, the University of Texas is not the only place that has started to eliminate the DEI positions and efforts in the workplace. It has become apparent that somebody asked me about jobs over the weekend, and I told him I would keep an eye out, but I feel like they should pivot at some point because the country is on a, what I just said, whitewash movement. And for those that don't know, a DEI is diversity, equity, and inclusion. And this is not affirmative action. This is something that is like making sure that there's, that people are treated fairly in the workplace, that that when you speak in the workplace that you're making others feel comfortable, not like overcompensating, but like making sure you understand culture and
and kind of minimizing discrimination, sexism, racism, things like that, because we don't need that. We're fine.
Because, you know, white people aren't racist.
No. Totally fine. We don't need, you know, diversity, equity, and inclusion training in places. Ever.
Yeah. So, if you work in DEI, I highly encourage that you... I don't know. It's kind of hard for me to say, but I feel like this was an opportunity for people to kind of embrace and secure change in our country, and they did just the opposite. And so,
fucking Texas, and what that does now is that now that sets a precedent for other states to do the same thing. I can't wait for the same thing to happen here.
Usually, it's like Kentucky, Alabama, or Florida. So,
right. And then start spreading over here.
Because those people have like cousins that are their brothers that move here, and so you know, if you decide that's the way you want to be, I think that you should unsubscribe to our podcast. Also, Beyonce, I keep talking about her, but it made me think of things because I heard people talking about it, and I don't care if you like it or not. It's not about that. Because it kind of rides on the coattails of DEI. This is what I'm where people have written that country is supposed to be, basically they don't say it, but they mean what they say, is that country is supposed to be white. And it includes, what's her name? I'm always forgetting. Is it Linda Martell? Linda Martell.
Sounds about right.
First black singer to be at the Grand Ole Opry. Yes, that's her. She's on the album and introduces a couple of the songs. And Dolly P signs off of it. Dolly Parton and Willie Nelson has signed off on it. So many people have come out in support, but then you read like the comments on the Instagram or the Facebook, and you're like, this can't be the real America that I live in. But it is.
Yeah.
So, things to think about is that genres don't have race, but we allow for that to happen. So, I think the album is good.
I don't entirely agree with that. I think there are some genres that really should stick with certain people, like
just not reggae. Use the
I think reggae is kind of a
white Jamaicans. Pause.
Are you talking about those like two weird kids with the dreads and shit?
No. No.
Yeah, no, there. I don't know. I think that there are some things that probably aren't so much for folks like me. It's because it's not my culture. It's not like,
or at least be sensitive to, but
right. Because like there are white rappers and
2024. We're still trying to figure out
what. Just don't use the fucking N word. Just don't do that. Don't start.
Also, over the weekend, there were folks protesting locally and nationwide about Free Palestine. I know that I am for freeing people and people having their freedom, but I'm still very interested to learn more on what's really happening.
And
how we are not helping, but we're trying to help. I don't get that.
No, part. We're not doing shit. Actually, we keep funding Israel, who, now you have to, the biggest thing when it comes to this conflict is understanding that Israel, the government, is not the same thing as Israel, the people, or because the government is basically who is bombing the aid workers. They're bombing the hospitals. They're bombing all the, they're the ones that are basically just committing mass genocide.
Yeah.
But
because they want to overtake the land, or
right. It's been this whole Israeli Palestine conflict has been a thing for eons. It has been,
is this ongoing part of, like, for the Gulf War saga?
Kind of. The borders and things with Israel and Palestine, like, it literally goes back to like biblical times. Like, it goes back literal hundreds and hundreds of years.
And now Israel, it's just gotten way out of hand.
It's gone too far. There is the Hamas group, in Palestine, is a small group of of people that have resorted to basically terrorist tactics. But the amount of damage that they have caused is nothing compared to the amount of damage that the Israeli government has caused that we are currently funding.
Oh.
Correct. There have been social media posts. There have been things where you see, like,
I have seen some devastating.
It's awful. Facebook. And it's all on the Palestinian side. The amount of death on the Palestinian side has been just unfathomable. And if you look at the whole thing with the Israeli government right now is they are looking to wipe out the Palestinians. They don't want any fucking Palestinians. They want the whole race gone. Because they want Palestine. They want that. They want those borders. It's ridiculous. It's one of those things where there's never really been peace in that area. Like, there's never really been peace. If you know anything about history, back, go back to even the Canaanites times.
I mean, I know that they've been fighting since before, but I feel like they've been fighting since I was a kid. I've always seen stuff about this back and forth. Yeah. And
Israel didn't become a country until 1948. Yeah, I'm gonna check that. Yep. May 14th, 1948 is when David Ben-Gurion was the head of the Jewish Agency, proclaimed the establishment of the State of Israel, and Harry S. Truman recognized the nation on the same day. So before that, there was no Israel. So,
but there was a Palestine?
Yeah, it was British Palestine. Which it was British Palestine in 1920, because that part of the Ottoman Empire was given to the British as like part of the deal, basically after World War One. It's a very complicated and very messy history.
Is there still a conflict going on in the Ukraine too?
That's still happening.
Oh my goodness. Just craziness.
It's all very messy. So as far as like Palestine,
now Gaza is part of all of this mess too, or no?
Yes. So the West Bank, which includes East Jerusalem and the Gaza Strip, they were basically taken care of from 1948 to 1967 by Jordan and Egypt.
Interesting.
It's a very.
I guess you read about countries being taken over or conquered by others, or rulers claiming their space. I think right now it's like your head is like trying to wrap around. Like I read about this. Like people overtaking like the Roman Empire and all this other stuff. And like your brain is like, is this really happening right now? So
it's very, very complicated. And if you go back to biblical times, what is now considered Palestine, it was inhabited by Semitic people. With the earliest being the Canaanites, according to tradition, i.e. the Bible and, Abraham, who was the common ancestor of both the Jews and the Arabs, came from Ur to Canaan. So it's very, very, it's very messy. It's very like, it's a mess.
That's why when people are like, what is your take on this, and I'm like, I feel like I'm just sitting over here trying to figure out what's going on. So
what is happening to the Palestinians right now is something that should never be happening. It is awful, and the fact that the Israeli army is bombing like hospitals and aid workers, children, knocking out supply chains, things like that. They're literally starving children. They're killing children. They don't care. That's the biggest issue is that Israel is just sort of killing indiscriminately and is just but that's still happening, that's still going on, and there have been I'm gonna Google something here real quick.
Are we funding a war?
We always are. We're always funding a war. So as of the 5th of March, so as of a month ago,
Mm-hmm.
There were about 1,400 Israelis who were reported killed in the war. 30,000 Palestinians.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, and I read, I saw this one.
And over 136 UNRWA aid workers.
I think I kind of turned off after I have seen so many. Like somebody was on Facebook Live over there.
Yeah.
And they were being bombed as they were walking down the street. And I was like, yep. No. There's no way I would be on a Facebook Live, by the way. And no.
Like, yeah, it's the daily death rate in Gaza is higher than any other major 21st century conflict. Apparently, the Israeli military is killing about 250 Palestinians a day.
Just for some land.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. There were the... in October, when Hamas decided to attack Israel, there were about 1,200 people killed in those attacks. Compared to considerably more. The balance of power is so skewed.
Yeah.
Like there's no way. Like the Palestinians can't they can't compete with the Israeli army, basically. There's no way they can't. They can't even defend themselves. So they can't.
So why not like go in there and just invade it, I guess. I don't know.
Because they don't want to. Their whole thing is to eliminate Palestine.
That's
and I think crazy. they've actually said that. Like that's their mission statement is to eliminate Palestine. That's why the protests have been there. That's why everybody is saying free Palestine. That's why you see so much about it, because it is so outrageous, the fact that this is happening. And the Palestinians and are
funding it.
Essentially, we are funding it, yes. Yeah, we're sending money. And I think we might have, at one point, I don't know if we still are, but I believe we might have been sending arms and stuff too. Because that's what we do. We fund wars.
Oh, boy.
We've funded almost every war that has happened. Like, oh, Middle East conflict here, have the things, you know? I mean, for fuck's sake, we trained and like gave money to milk. ISIS. Like, we literally were like, we're the ones that like trained ISIS.
That's and, crazy.
Like, gave them weapons, and then we were like, oh shit, whoops, my bad, sorry. Yeah, this is what we do, and this is why part of the reason why Biden's approval rate has tanked right now. Tanked because he's not doing anything. If he spoke up and was like, no, we're not doing this, then
he would lose his dollars or his support or his oil rights.
Right.
Let's get down to business.
It's a fucking mess. It is an absolute fucking mess over there. And it will continue to be so until there's like a major something. Like there has to be like a major power that's like, no, this needs, like, y'all need to knock it off, or there's going to be some major sanctions. Like, there's no sanction. There should be sanctions. There's no sanctions. So Israel's just doing whatever the fuck they want to do. Like, this is why it's a mess right now. And it's unfortunate because, like, I know people in Israel. Like, I know people, you know, they are Jewish, they are Israeli. And they're dealing with all of this shit. They're not in the military.
Well, I saw one profile of a family living in Israel that had family in Palestine. Not that I recommend that you all watch this, but you should probably watch it because it's like heartbreaking because they don't want to pick sides. They just want to live. They just want to like go home and like do what we're doing. And they have family that they're worried about that are going to be killed by their own government, essentially. Yep. Then.
Yep.
Because I thought it was the people fighting and invading. But if it's the government, then
it's the government and the military. It's not the. I mean, obviously there are people in the military, but it's the government, really. So yeah, it's a fucking mess. On a lighter note, what gigs do we have coming up?
So on April 14th, do I have one before that? No. But every Wednesday is our Wednesday night conversation. So that's my standing gig. But on April 14th, I will be at Stacy's for Magic. On April 17th, I will be at Drink Me Tea Room for Drag Bingo. And then you're next.
I don't have anything in April right now, I don't think. And then May 3rd, I'm actually part of the premiere show of a new burlesque show in town hosted by Carmen Side Me. It's called Secret Garden. And I guess I get more details, but I think it's like a secret location. You have to like get tickets to find out where it is or something. I'm not entirely sure. I'll have to get more details on that. But it's a brand new show, so it should be fun. It's myself and a few other entertainers, and so it should be good. And then May 24th is Fan Fusion here in Phoenix. I will be doing
all sorts of things.
At least one day I'm doing
you're producing the drag show.
So either Saturday or Sunday, I'll be doing one of the drag story hours.
I said I was okay with Saturday.
Okay, then I'm doing Sunday, whatever it is. And then Justin Sider and I are doing a nerdly wed game, which that should be super fun. That is happening on Saturday. And then Friday night is the drag show and the burlesque show, which the drag show is going to be fucking fantastic. There's so many awesome numbers that are being planned. And then this year I'm not actually I'm not emceeing the burlesque show, but I am performing in it. So that should be fun.
Wow. Busy bee.
I know. So if you're a Fan Fusion, make sure that you set aside some time on that Friday night and come hang out with us for some awesome shows. And that's all I got going on.
Shows.
Shows.
Yep, that's it.
Cool. Okay, bye.
We're open for booking. We're open for bookings. Just send us messages individually or together. We do things together occasionally.
People think we like each other. Y'all. Like, I do fucking perform. Like, what the hell? That's fine.
Oh, do you? Oh, that's crazy.
I know. It's fine.
But anyhow, on that note, because you probably have to go take care of your eyeballs. Thanks for tuning in for your Wednesday night conversation. Thank you to all who watch live and who watch on the replay, and those who endure our vocals in your ears.
I feel like this is probably a good podcast episode. Don't actually look at us.
I feel great. I look fabulous. Thank you very much. I was running late because I got a little too involved. That's all I'll say. Because I was about to do more detail, and then I thought, what am I doing?
I was like, what the fuck? Like, where the hell are you? Like, why am I starting this by myself? It's fine.
And then I was like, oh, what time is it? And then I looked down. I was like, oh, shit. Anyway, so you too can find maybe a clock or five in my bathroom. No beeping tonight for a second night in a row.
I heard. That's great. Or I didn't hear, rather. That's fantastic.
I am still pressing the button before the kids go to bed. So that's, you're welcome. One day I'll get up there and actually replace the battery. We're at more than 15,000 downloads.
I think. Hey, look at us go.
Yeah. So if we could just get to 20,000 by next week, that'd be great. Just go ahead and share this with all your friends. Email it to your boss. And that'd be great. Thanks for listening to us. Thanks for looking at us. I'm so sorry. See you next week for your Wednesday night conversation.
Good night.